Good job.
I'll get us for everything.
You seem very shy.
No, I just feel funny asking a lot of questions. 25.
You should feel funny asking a lot of questions.
Especially somebody you
never met. You know, how do you like walking here? I feel like a social worker.
This is how people...
Son of a bitch of cops sitting there, right?
These same things get asked every Sunday, though, it seems.
It's really... You know what I believe? I also believe that, like, our Sunday socials, or whatever you call it, I think it's good. It's like, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Group therapy, really. Mm-hmm. You have a problem and you say, well, you know, what would you suggest? If I asked you what would you suggest on a certain incident that's happened in my life, and you give your opinion and I ask the next person, they give me their opinion. Well, I might only take one or two words out of yours and one or two out of hers, and I've got my answer. Mm-hmm. You know?
I use a poetry workshop for that sort of thing. It's the only outlet I get. You write up a poem and you...
release yourself.
It's usually about some
and they give
personal problem or something.
Then they give opinion on it, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's, I mean, everybody has their own, you know, outlet, but, I don't know, like, a lot of things, it's hard for me to understand, but I can relate without even talking to you. Like, I don't know if they call it ESP or whatever, but I can get more from you by you talking to somebody else than you talking directly to me.
Yeah, you get an opportunity to watch.
Yeah,
and
observe. Having
to think of what you're doing.
But most of my friends is like the friends that I've chose because I know what kind of basically people they are. I mean, I know, you know, they're inwardly personality, not their outwardly, because some people when you're in a bar, you know, you're trying to make a big impression on the whole bar, right? You know, so you put on this big air about yourself, you know, you're this or you're that, and I want to know the real you, you know, what's in here, you know.
Have you found it, when you first were coming out, you spent a couple of years just sort of
observing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's any sort of rules of etiquette or sort of things you do in a bar or you don't do, no-nos for being in a bar, and have you seen those change at all?
Oh yeah. Well, when I first came out, you would never go up and ask another butcher's girl to dance without, of course, asking the butch first, then asking the girl. But now you can't tell who's the butcher, the femme. Not you know, but now it's not important.
You can't bind them together for the first part.
Where before it was, you could really tell who's who, you know. But now it's I think it's better now, you know. But like there was a lot of play acting before, role playing.
Yeah. Did you feel uncomfortable with that?
Because that was you were in. That was the thing to do. You know.
Yeah.
So but I'm glad it changed.
Why did you glad it change?
Because it was mental sex before, where now it's mental and physical sex. You know, and it's more rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's probably about the best thing I can say about it. You know.
Seems to me that the Bulldogs would have more fun. You know,
no, it all depends.
Or,
you know, where you
have
to
act kind of tough. But
yeah, where you
time.
You know, it all depends where where you put your values. If you want to be the fucky or the fucker, you know.
Would it really boil down? Would it really boil down to that? You know,
yes, definitely. If you were the Bulldog,
I mean,
you weren't touched. You know.
It wasn't just a put on for the bars.
No, the woman that you were with expected that out of you, too. I mean, you know, plus not only that, she expected you to support her like a man would, which I do not believe in, none whatsoever, you know. You're a woman and I'm a woman and let's pay half our share, you know.
So your finances...
Tit for tat, you know.
Your finances are separate with...
No, we pool. Mm-hmm. But you have to have some type of an income. I don't care what it is, long as it's some type of an income. I mean, I'm not going to support you, you know, by no means.
Have you ever been in a situation where either you or your lover was out of work for a while?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I used to, at the time, I used to be that one song that was famous. Get a job, get a job. I'd come home from work every night singing, get a job, get a job.
So the other person generally would end up cleaning up or something?
Oh, yeah, take care of the house,
yeah.
But, you know. They don't help pay the bills, you know, but...
That one exactly...
That's why it only lasted 2 years. Yeah, that's only why it lasted 2 years. She wouldn't get a job. Or had one and quit, you know, right away or something like that, and I wasn't about to support anybody.
Is there any problem, well, the type of work you do, you probably don't have to dress up. Did you used to have to dress up?
Oh, no, never. In fact, I turned down quite a few jobs when I first came to Buffalo, some good jobs at the time, mm-hmm. because it was expected of you, you know, to dress in a skirt or whatever have you, you know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't dig it, so I turned the jobs down, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got told in one job that I actually had to wear, halfway through the job, I had to put mm-hmm. on...
Really?
Skirt stockings, and I had to shave my legs.
Wow. I don't know. I feel that I had a fairly easy life because I knew what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do, and that more or less governed the way what jobs I took, or you know, that's why I more or less stuck to factory and stuff of this nature, even though at that time. They weren't paying as well as, you know, say, I don't know, no, a job that you'd have to get dressed up on or something.
So you unionized or have gotten unionized work afterwards, or are you not in that sort of situation where you would be? I was thinking maybe the difference between union work and non-union.
No, in fact, most of the places I work were union, but mm-hmm. They don't mean anything either.
No, the pay would be better.
Depending on, you know, which union you're in, of course, but at that time it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. How about ambition? do you have something you really want to do that you haven't gotten to yet, or, you know?
I used to, when I was younger, I used to have a lot of ambitions, but now I...
You want to buy now?
Well, sure, I want to invest into... But I think that's normal at my age to want to invest because you have to think of, you know, when you're a little older, I sure as hell don't want to work till I'm 65. I'd like to retire at 55 and mm-hmm. have some type of a small income, you know, so I can just have maybe some real small part-time or menial jobs just to support myself. But I don't intend to work, you know, all this time.
You ever consider investing in a house? Or
oh, yeah. In fact, we're waiting now for to hear mm-hmm. from her, to see if our house went through or not. But
is that exciting?
No, not that? Really. No, because it's more or less just an investment.
Yeah. I don't know. I have this sort of image that getting one's first house or sort of...
No,
it's
not.
It is exciting.
It might be for her, but it's no big thing for me.
Excitement's been
because
taken out,
yeah, it isn't my dream house. I mean, you know, mm. I mean, my dream house, I know I couldn't live long enough to make enough money for it, you know. So it's just an investment to mm-hmm. me, that's all, you know, and...
maybe you're not going to decorate.
Not too much. Not too much.
Is that good left to you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had any problem with housing or any, you know, neighbors giving you any hassle?
You know something, I'll tell you.
Your living situation,
when I first,
they recognize it?
No, when I first moved to the Falls, and it was no one on the street that two girls were living together, and they were normal girls. One thing that I noticed about neighbors, like, they're nosy, right, first of all, to find out if you're a lesbian or not. And one thing I know how to pacify your neighbors is by being one of the cleanest neighbors, mm-hmm. and they will love you and respect you. For some reason, this has always worked. It didn't matter where I lived, what kind of a neighborhood I lived in, as long as I kept that place looking spotless on the outside. I don't even care if they cared about the inside. You go out in the street, you sweep the street in front of your house, and my God, the neighbors are just looking out there. First thing you know, they're out there talking to you. You know, bullshitting with you, you know. And for some reason, they just love this. Even if you go out there with a hose and just hose off the street and kind of gather even up your dirt in one pile.
That's the street mm-hmm. side, you can't help you.
You know, and they just love you for this. I mean, you know, you go out there and trim the few crumbly old bushes that you might have, you know, but just
show them some type of initiative that you want to, you know, want the neighborhood or your house to look nice, they love you.
Respectability.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just love it.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think of the, I'm just shooting these questions, the Anita Bryant routine. What do you think of taking a vote?
The gay ordinance is
in Florida.
They lost because they weren't interested enough to go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, in fact, I was down there last year.
Who's that?
In Florida, I was down there when they had the vote on the housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to when I went down to the few gay bars that were down. In fact, that's a swinging state. But I went to the bars and I started talking to people. I says, "Well, did you folks all go down and vote?"
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know what the hell I was talking about. So evidently they weren't registered. They didn't give enough shit, you know, to go down and vote. I don't know one person that I talked to in Florida that really went and voted.
Yeah, but tell me then about the rednecks.
They're bad for rednecks.
You're forced into a closet. You have no choice. Mm-hmm. Either live in a closet or move out of state.
They're bad down there.
Find yourself buried the next weekend.
Bad. I mean, well, let's not go for that again.
No, but if you were to come out, you couldn't survive in your
area. Almost. It's almost, yeah.
But even in the, say, was it different in the, say, the city?
We're in Fort Lauderdale.
There's a lot of gay bars there.
Oh, yes. Hollandale and Hollywood. Oh, yes.
What, tourists, you think?
Well, see, everybody is so, nobody is there continuously. I think everybody's in business. They're concerned with making money all in those areas. They're not people. Half those people are only 6 months out of the year in the first place.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the rednecks live there year round.
The rednecks live there. The outskirts, you could not, it'd be hard to purchase a home and live here.
People seem more, the gays down there seem better off financially or something?
I don't know if they're better off financially, but there are a hell of a lot of closet cases down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd go into a bar or something, or if it wasn't a gay bar, I mean, you know, they say, nobody knows us, they're never gay here, so don't say anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fine, you know, but, I don't feel that they're quite that open down there, do you?
I think they're the same situation, but they're more withdrawn. They're not forward. You know, you can't walk up to somebody and say you'd like to dance. They're not like that.
Yeah.
They don't seem that friendly. Then how about New York? Has New York strike you?
You mean New York State?
New York City.
Oh, I've never been there, really.
Mm.
Never?
Mm. I thought people were awfully cold, the Duchess. The only place I'd stop at. And I recognized the people from my whole day of activity, and I was just, I was not trying to pick somebody up, because
yes.
I was only going to be there
mm-hmm.
That night, and there was no point, I was staying at friends, but I couldn't figure it out.
Canadian, or the new people from New York that come here seem all right. Oh, but I've met.
Mm-hmm.
We've met a few.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Toronto seems to be. I've been there a couple times to the bars down there, and I enjoy myself in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty open. In fact, they're very open, I think, in Toronto.
Go to
it's not the blue chip. That was Rochester.
Red door, blue door, red
something
door,
like that.
Yeah.
It was you had to buy the tickets, and you got your drinks, you peeled off the tickets or whatever have you.
Do you meet their dress code the first time then?
I don't care. I dress the way I do, summer, winter, and whatever. I mean, I don't.
I think I went in jeans the first time. They did happen to have clothes in the car. So my lover and I went to the back of the car and changed them.
In a gay bar, they didn't like your dress?
Yeah, you couldn't wear jeans. I think I was wearing white
jeans. Did they cater to straight people, too, though?
No. This was an all-women's bar. It was,
it's more respectable.
Yeah, it was whatever that Blue Robin, Red Door,
Was it a club? Red and, it wasn't red and white.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one?
Is that the one that is a club?
Yeah.
You can have a card to belong.
No, you don't need a card, but you do. You pay a cover.
Yeah. But I know there's one that has a membership.
Yeah, I think you'd have to probably join up 45 minutes and go away from.
Yeah.
but 45 minutes.
I didn't notice the dress code, you know.
Yeah, well, you probably didn't wear jeans. So.
I never wear jeans anyway, for some reason. Too fat.
You probably missed the jeans.
Oh, when I was you know, a teenager, I did. But.
Oh, okay. I didn't get to wear jeans until I was 16, I think.
All country girls wore jeans. Nice to meet my brothers.
Yeah. All country girls wore jeans. How many brothers?
I only have one
brother.
And then my father got married again when I was 17, so I have a half sister. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
What's your relationship to your mother?
My stepmother? Or?
Yeah. Oh, your mother died?
Yeah, right, when I was 11. So I kind of, you know, brought myself up. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why I'm so firm in my beliefs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't suppose you have much. Do you see your stepmother much, or is
we didn't have too much of a rapport because there was, you know, a bit of jealousy there involved, and you know, I didn't understand myself, and my father never said, "Well, I loved your mother, and I'm now in love with somebody else." You know, he never, you know, explained this to me, so I really, you know, he probably, if you'd have said that, I'm satisfied, you know, and everything would have been different. But believe it or not, I've never cared for my mother anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I never did. I didn't, you know, mourn her when she died and stuff, and probably kind of, no, it's kind of gross, but, you know.
Well, you didn't really know, you didn't
I didn't
really
have a rapport,
or?
You know, I didn't have a rapport with her.
Yeah.
You know, with my father, we used to go fishing and, you know, go trapping, and we used to have a night line, and, you know, and, in fact, we used to have to cut wood for the winter, you know, so all summer we were in the woods cutting wood and hauling it, and we didn't have running water at the time, and, we used to have to, you know, we used to have to do all tough guys. Yeah, really, you know. Yeah. That was really strong, you know, and now it's all turned to fat. But, you know, I really, you know, used to have to haul, you know, haul water, and, you know, I used to have to do the house chores, plus, you know, all the hard labor, too. I mean, I think it was very healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I get my exercise moving books and books and mine, right?
Well, I didn't get to do that. I didn't get into the book part, you know. I didn't have time to read. I'm lucky, I did my homework.
I was talking about sheer moving oneself from another.
No,
that's what I want to do now. What, librarianship?
You know, read.
I want to read. I want to read. I never read, ever. I hate to read. Classic comic books I recommend.
Yeah.
The only thing I read was a bad cereal box. If I had time to do that.
Have you, do you ever read lesbian novels now, or?
Yeah, they bore me.
They bore you?
Yeah.
Like someone like Valerie Taylor or somebody from the 50s you read? Or
well, I don't even know. I mean, somebody will say, well, gee, this is a good book. I said, well, let me read it. In fact, I can't even tell you the names of them. I'll breeze through and...
Oh, like fiction or nonfiction?
Well, some of them, you know. Yeah. Four of each, but, even the movies, I don't even care. I've gone to see a few, and the Children's Hour, that was, you know, it was kind of nice, you know, and it was like breaking it.
Pretty tame.
Yeah, it was breaking it to the public gently, you know, and it was nice. I think anything that has a little emotion in it, I mean, people can accept, providing there's a little sorrow on it, and then they can...
Has a lousy ending.
Yeah, right, and then they can say, oh, well, you know, they can't look at you as an individual, you know, they have to put a label on you right away, you know.
Do you know many gay men, or do you
kind of... Yes, I do, but I really basically believe that there is no such thing as a gay man. I mean, I think they're mostly all bisexuals. I don't know of any that's purely gay, really. I mean, there might be a few that's...
I've been counting on for at least one fellow I've been
I don't, I don't know, I mean, like, I feel, oh, you can have good buddies that won't, you know, think of you sexually. But, I mean, they might go through a certain period of time where they don't want to be bothered with women. But just from my experience and what I've seen, I don't think there is such a thing as a real, true gay man.
Mm-hmm. So you're not interested particularly?
I had some real good, you know, gay friends. In fact, I still have a few, you know, but... I just, you know, I don't bother with them too much, you know.
Do you have much to do with Mattachine at all, or?
Really part of it, but they used to, used to meet at the one on Main Street, and, no, I don't. Mm. And, believe it or not, I think I would trust a straight man before I would trust a gay man.
Why so?
because I don't know. I just from my past experience, I think they're very. I don't know. I just feel that they'll do you in quicker.
Not sort of backbiting or something.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like even in the gay bars, you would think that the men in the gay bars would have more respect for you or more understanding of you, you know. But I found out that they don't.
What, can you think of an instance?
It's
tough to come up with instance.
I don't know. They'll seem to put you put a woman down, a gay woman down, before a straight man would.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the refined
jealousy?
Aesthetic senses.
I don't know. You know. Mm. And get out of there. Get out of there.
I have another question. Do you notice any difference, aside from the Butch band being dropped? Do you notice any other differences in the women you know who are gay now? Do you have much, I'll say, truck with people and truck? Do you notice any difference between university types or and people who are working? Could you walk into a bar and sort of size up who's doing
what? What group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
do you see
tension there? In the class, in the lesbian class, there seems to have been a...
Yes, there is
tension. Sort of like class...
There is
class tension. Differences and working people versus...
There is class differences. Remember that...
They're both class differences.
Yeah,
you're
that
all.
One group that walks in...
Well, I can't say. I don't even know who they are, but there's like one group that all wear blazers and... Dressed black, they all in a clique, and you know that they're either secretaries, all bankers.
They're all gay. They're all hiding. They can't openly admit that they're gay because their job might be on the line.
But they're at the bars. They won't associate with the ones that'll sit and play pool and drink all night.
Yeah, they won't. You know, well, they have something to hide. I mean,
those are the ones that have.
If you have something to hide, certainly you're going to try to protect it. You know,
yeah.
by any which means that you find fit, of course. But. Yes, the working class people are starting to want to put values on material things. I mean, they're starting to acquire things that which are material, and probably, you know, I think it gives them a certain amount of security. Where people going to college are, you know, probably unless they come from money, don't value these things. So their values are different. So it's hard for them to. Really get together mentally and be able to talk because their needs and their wants are different. You know, they're out for a good time and their values are completely different and the scruples, I believe, are a little lower at that time.
She's manipulated. I think you're manipulated by straight people if your job is pressing that you have to keep an image.
Yeah.
You know, like she has to keep an image. Before her other job, she didn't have to and he has different attitudes towards things. And it carries with you wherever you go. You
I'm sure your values become
straight people.
I found myself incapable this year. I just got in the English department and I've been told it's not a good idea to be out there. It's a PhD program. But I just couldn't. I mean, I went to English department parties and got drunk enough and just slipped up so many times that I... I think
point
to keeping
but
up.
See, you have to begin in that clique of people. You have to begin there in order to survive in that group. Whereas if you had started out in a factory type people and it didn't matter, then go into it, you can't make that.
Well, I don't know if it's going to matter to me or not.
Is your job not important?
I don't have it.
Are you jeopardizing it?
I don't. Well, I have officially a job. I get like $3,000 a year for teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not an immediate jeopardy. I think recommendations might. That's the gist I've gotten from people who are gay
your
in that department.
Your future
might rely on it, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how much so I can't see keeping this up.
You won't know until later.
Until 4 years hence, and by that time, who would care? I don't know. Maybe there'll be a backlash. Maybe not. But I just found it. I intended to be. Under.
Well, this Anita Bryan movement is against gay teachers. I mean, have you considered that
college,
fact?
College, Jesus.
Has to have influence on the Board of Education.
I mean, kindergarten. They're,
I mean, you know, like the, probably the,
the teachers themselves wouldn't mind, but it's the people that are going to actually hire you.
That then is the effect on the
life. And I would think that they would be more than just
I don't know if anybody could actually come out. I mean, I don't think anybody dared come out with so-and-so's a dyke in a recommendation about a course. They couldn't say that sort of thing directly. They might be able to say it over the phone. Looks a little clear to me. But I don't think anybody, it's not a respectable enough thing to do that anymore. You can't do that.
Well,
you could, but the other person on the other, I tend to think the attitude would be that the person on the other end of the line, listening, just thinking.
Well, alright, tell you what, no. What if you were equal to somebody? And they say, well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a choice between you and a straight person, chances are if one person that interviewed you say, well, I think she's a dyke, or I think she's gay, chances are
you'll lose it
to the other person.
I've got a specialty. I would like to teach a course in lesbian literature at some point. And get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick your own, after you've taught composition for several years, several semesters rather, you can make up your own course and teach it.
I think you had trouble with the certification.
I am still undecided whether to, how to list it as a course and get women who are interested and do the kind of literature. It's like academic freedom in a way too. I mean, but who else?
It'll go to the college level.
That's a dyke.
But how was Madeline being accepted?
Hmm?
How was Madeline being accepted?
She, as it turned out, she came out before the Democratic convention.
Mm-hmm.
Before she knew she was going to be on TV. And,
which
Democratic convention? The 1970, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 1972.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the platform was such that...
That was in Kansas?
I think it was in Texas.
Missouri.
She came out, and the people who turned out to be on the board were one half maybe gay anyway, or one or two.
I just seen the other night, in fact, on cable television, they had a recording of the ERA in Texas, the voting.
Yeah.
What a festival. Wow. People from New York, you know, representatives like Councilman Frieda Slominski, I don't know if she made it there. A lot of councilwomen, legislators, all made it down.
So what did Slominski do? Anything?
I can't remember if it was her or not. Krupchak?
Yeah.
I think she was there. They all had a little bit of a few words to say. The big issue, I think, was... They're all gay people. They won't hurt them. The big thing was abortion. And sexual freedom.
Yeah.
Those are two big issues.
So.
All right.